Good evening and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast, where we allow God to have his way in our lives. And I'm your host this evening, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. We want to invite you to pray along with us, to sing along with us, read along with us. So go get your Bible, go get your pen and paper, and get ready to hear the Gospel Truth. And right now we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle if she would lead us in our opening prayer.
Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for grace. We thank you for mercy.
Yes.
Oh, God, we thank you for your goodness toward us. Lord, we come to you right now, Lord, humbling ourselves before you, asking that you would look down on us with compassion in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you to stop by for just a little while. Send on a blessing, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord. Heal, deliver. Lift heavy burdens, oh God.
Yes.
Lift the hands that hang down. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In
Lord, send your anointing tonight.
Yes,
destroy
Lord.
The yoke of bondage. In
Please,
the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Oh God, we're looking unto you. We're depending on you right now, Lord.
Depending on you.
We're asking you to please save those who are not saved.
Deliver
yes, those who are bound, oh God. Remember
yes,
all of those, Lord Jesus, who are on the prayer list. We lift them up before you. We ask,
yes,
God, Jesus. That you will bless them tonight with the blessing that they stand in need of. In the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Yes,
oh, God,
Jesus.
We believe you. And we're taking you at your word.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
You will send your word on this evening, Lord.
Your word,
that
oh, Lord.
Touch somebody's heart, oh, God.
Touch,
somebody
Lord.
Out there is in pain, Lord Jesus. Somebody's heart is broken and heavy. Have mercy, oh, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Fix that heart. Lord, mend the pieces together. Only
yes,
you
Lord.
Can do it, God.
Yes,
comfort
Lord.
The bereaved families, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
strengthen
Lord.
And encourage them, Lord God. Please be close to them during this difficult
be close
time.
To them, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord.
Have mercy.
Have mercy,
Lord
God. Send deliverance right now.
Yes,
deliverance. Send on power, Lord God. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name
we're
of Jesus.
We're looking to you, oh God. We're depending on you right now, Lord. We're
depending on you.
We yes, can't Lord. Do anything without you, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Need you. We need your help,
Lord. We need
Lord.
You. We need,
yes,
you. We need your help, Lord.
Right
on
now,
us.
Lord, while we're praying this prayer, work out mm. our situation.
Work
it out,
now.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, in Lord.
Our
work
home,
it out, Lord.
Lord. You know what's going on.
Oh, yes,
yes
Lord.
Calling on you right now.
Calling on
you. To hear me, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Oh, blessed Savior. We need you, Lord. To set things
you.
In order.
Yes,
everything
yes,
is going wrong. Oh,
yes,
my
Lord.
God. Only you can
Jesus.
Fix it. In
you can do it.
Jesus. Oh, God, we come to you, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We bring all of our burdens. We lay them all down before you. We
yes,
cast
Lord,
all
Jesus.
Our cares on you, Lord, because you care for us, oh God.
You know you care, Lord.
We know that you care. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord Jesus. We
thank
bless
you,
your holy name, oh
bless
God.
Bless your holy name.
Thank you, Lord, for this ministry.
Thank
we
you.
Thank
Jesus.
You for how you've been blessing, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord,
God, Lord. For everyone who is dialed in, Lord. Everyone
yes,
who
Jesus.
Is listening, oh God. Let a special blessing come upon them right now.
Yes,
upon them, Lord Jesus. Have your way, my God.
Have your way.
Your holy will be done. In the name of
Jesus.
Oh, Lord God, we believe, Lord, that we have the petitions and the prayer requests
yes,
made in this prayer.
Yes.
We want to thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you for hearing us, Lord. Thank you
thank
for
you,
blessing
Jesus.
Us. Thank you, Lord,
thank
for the moving
thank
of
you,
your
Jesus.
Spirit.
Lord,
thank
hallelujah.
Thank
you,
thank
you
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
yes.
Lord.
Yes.
Thank,
yes.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you,
Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for the victory, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for deliverance.
Thank you. Thank you for deliverance, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this prayer. We thank you for your touch.
Thank you, Jesus, for your touch.
And let your will be done.
Yes,
Lord, throughout the course of this broadcast, and
yes,
even throughout the course of the evening, keeping our minds ever stayed on you. We ask it all in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer. Mm-hmm. And at this time, we're going to be reading from the 27th number of Psalms. That's the 27th number of Psalms. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies around me, around about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart say unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty.
Yes.
I have fainted, unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord,
yes.
Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart.
Yes.
Wait, I say, yes. On the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the opening scripture coming through Sister Cheryl, and also for the opening prayer through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to thank everyone for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybel Edmond on Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service Title One School, and one is O-N-E. And we want to continue to pray for the souls on the prayer list for Missionary Rose Mack, Deacon Albert Mack, Stephanie Williams, the Breeze Brown family, Evangelist Cynthia, who is Evangelist Cynthia's cousin, for Logan, Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Bill Bradley. We want to pray for all unsaved family members, for Mika Ray, for Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the pastor in Camden, Benitra Blackshirt, India West, Larry Denson, Leva Brown Feliciano, Sister Adele, Mary Anderson, Samuel Anderson, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Jada McBride, Margie Paldo, Charles Morris, Shirley Donaldson, Andrew Marshall, Celeste Hall, and the bereaved Gale family, and all the bereaved families, and all those who are currently requesting prayer at this time. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time, and I'm going to go ahead and sing this song. Amen. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior, happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn this broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank the Lord for prayer. I thank God for the opening scripture. Also for that song that we just heard. Praise
yes.
the Lord, I can say the truth that this is my story.
Hallelujah.
And this is my song that I'll be praising the Lord all day long. Oh, glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
God is worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to
yes.
the going down of the same.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank God. I'm happy to be back on the Gospel Truth
thank
broadcast.
You.
I thank the Lord for his
you
touch.
Too.
I just thank God for another opportunity to hear the word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So happy that you dialed in or went online, however you connected.
Yeah.
Yes. Happy that you are tuning in. Praise the Lord. We thank God for how he's blessing you. And
Amen.
Even though we don't hear your testimony, we believe that God is blessing you in a great and a mighty way. And
yes.
I want to encourage you to continue tuning in and being blessed of the Lord. And go tell somebody else.
Go spread the news.
Yes.
Let somebody know what God is doing for you. Praise the Lord. And we are preparing our hearts tonight to hear from the Lord, the word from the Lord. And we ask that you will pray earnestly for the speaker. Pray along with her as she prepares to bring forth the word of God. And I can say the truth that God has surely been moving. He has been sending his anointing. The word has been coming forth in power and in demonstration.
Amen.
And just ask the Lord to fill your cup.
Yes.
Put it out there and let the Lord fill it and let him run it over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and feast from the table of the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. And you'll be so glad you did. Amen. So let's get ready now to hear the word of God. At this time, we're going to present to you our speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless Evangelist Maybelle.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Evangelist Hameen. And thank the Lord for all of you out in Radio Land who have tuned in. We thank you for tuning in on tonight. Praise the Lord. At this time, we want to go into a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this opportunity. Pray that you will have your way. Let your will be done. Send your word. Send your anointing. Let some soul be blessed, converted, sanctified, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let somebody be healed. Let somebody's troubles be washed away. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it. We're dependent on you. We're looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go to the word of God in the book of Psalms, 46 number of Psalms. And it reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. In the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. We praise the Lord for his word. My topic tonight, or my title, praise the Lord, is Help in Troubled Times. And my theme, God is our help in trouble. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. We thank the Lord. We know that trouble is all around. So much going on. So many people in distress. So many people cast down, downhearted. Oh, my God. So many people lacking in need. So many people sick and afflicted. But God is our help in these troubled times. Glory to God. Trouble may come, as I forestated, in many different ways. Sometimes afflictions come upon our bodies. Sometimes financial needs come into our life. Sometimes physical ailments come into our lives. We get vexed sometimes, and the devil will agitate your mind. He will trouble your mind and bring all types of thoughts unto your mind. But God is saying in his word, God is our refuge, and he is our strength, a very present help in trouble. When that trouble comes, when Satan begins to afflict you, when Satan becomes to cause you to be disturbed or moved out of your place, glory to God, we have to learn to stand fast. Therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ had made us free, and
Amen.
Be not again entangled in the yoke of bondage. I don't care what kind of trouble come in your life. There is nothing worth you turning around. There is nothing
Amen.
In this world worth you being moved out of your place or being disturbed from serving the Lord, because God is our refuge. He is our strength.
Yes,
even if our bodies get weak, even if our minds get weak, glory to God. God is, and he can do everything, whatever
yes,
we
he can.
Need him to do. God can do it. Whatever situation
yes.
we find ourselves in, God can get us out. Glory to God. The Bible said, for this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. And surely in the floods of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto him. Glory to God. You might get in a flood, but God, he said in his word, these waters shall not come nigh unto him. And I tell
Amen.
You, as I think about this situation we just went through with the storm, Hurricane Ida, how she came up to the north, and the people was not expecting it. They thought it was
That's right.
going to just be down there in New Orleans, in Louisiana and Mississippi. But look at what happened. It came all the way up to the north, all the way to New Jersey. It skipped over some towns and came to New
right.
Jersey and
yes,
to New York. And trouble came all around. Floods came around. Glory to God. I tell you, the people began to lose their electricity. Thank you, Jesus. And some began to be stuck in their cars. Some began to be drowned because they had no way out. Some who were living in the basement, they drowned. Lord, but God, he kept us. He was a
yes,
brazen wall all around us. He protected us. The Bible says,
Thank
and so
Lord.
The mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled. The waters was troubled through the tornadoes.
Amen.
The water began to rise and overtake
Amen.
The people, overtake
Amen.
The houses. The tornado
yes, it did.
Began to come and take away homes, and people were left with nothing to go back to. But God, but God had mercy on his people. Hallelujah. He blessed and kept us. Somebody said they were on their way home coming down Delta. Glory to God. And they said it was right in front of them. The tornado was right in front of them. And they
talked
to us. But I got to the house before they did. And I missed that. But they was in the eye of the tornado looking at it.
My Lord.
Glory to God. And they began to be frightened. Lord, I tell you, this Mother Nature can cause trouble and cause you to be frightened. But the Bible says, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. I don't know how I would react if I had saw it. But God, I said, God, he kept
God.
Us. Hallelujah. All around us. I began to ride through the city. I began to drive to the places right around the corner from us. And I saw where trees, big trees, uprooted out of the ground by the roots, Lord. And I saw some big trees laying on the lines, on the wires, laying on the homes. And I said to myself, it's a wonder the house didn't catch on fire with the down wires. The electric went out, and some, I understand, still don't have any electric. But the Lord blessed us.
Yeah, that's right.
And he kept us. He was a thick, brazen wall all around us. He was a wall of protection for his people. I'm glad that I'm serving a mighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
A compassionate God. Hallelujah. He looks down on us for eye. Hallelujah. We don't have to be moved. We don't have to be troubled in our mind. We can be still and know that God is God. He's going to be exalted among the heathen, those that don't believe in, those that don't serve him. But God, he's going to be exalted among the heathen. And he said he's going to be exalted in the earth. Hallelujah. Yes. That's why I praise God. I give glory and honor to the Lord for the great things that he has done for his people.
The Lord,
he's a refuge, and he's our strength. He's a very present help in trouble. The Lord, he is my rock and my fortress. He's my deliverer. He's my God. He's my strength, in whom I will trust. He's my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high. He's my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemy. Glory to God. My enemies might rise up against me, but so shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord is on our side. The people of God, we have somebody that we can go to. Somebody that will come to our rescue. Hallelujah. And when we need strength, he'll be right there to strengthen our souls. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles, the 32nd chapter, and verse 5 said also, he strengthened himself and built up all the wall that was broken and raised it up to the towers and another wall without and repaired a millwheel in the city of David and made darts and shields in abundance. And he set captains of war over the people and gathered them together to him in the street of the gate of the city and spake comfortably to them, saying, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed, for the king of Assyria, hallelujah, I believe it was Sennacherib, he invaded Judah. Glory to God. But I believe the word of God said, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor be dismayed, for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him, for there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, But with us is the Lord our God to help us. He will. He will. He will help us. I don't care what kind of trouble come against us. I don't care if the enemy come against us. He can come with his sword and shield. He can come with his gun. He can come with words. But the Bible says with him is an arm of flesh. But with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. Glory to God, he fights our battles. Whatever trouble we may get into, God, I say, God, he fights our battles. We don't have to fight our own battle. We don't have to take up our own battle. We don't have to throw up our fists. We don't have to say a word. Hallelujah. The Lord himself, he will fight for us. The battle belongs unto the Lord. It's not our battle. Glory to God. The word of God says, God, to help us, the Lord our God, to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. You see, the devil will come and try to disencourage you. He'll come and try to cause you to be troubled, cause you to be disturbed, cause you to be moved from your steadfastness. But Hezekiah, king of Judah, he let them know that God was our help. We had more help than all of them with all of their weapons, because they had an arm of flesh, but we had the Lord God Almighty on our side to fight our battles, to deliver our souls, to comfort us in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. He's a hiding place for all of his people. If we just trust him and take him at his word, I don't care what you're going through. You may say, this is a hard situation. I don't know how I'm going to battle this. I don't know how I'm going to overcome this. But I tell you how to overcome it. Trust in God. Trust in the Lord. Keep your trust in God. Keep your confidence in the Lord God Almighty. He's more powerful and stronger than any man on the face of this earth. He can do everything, whatever we need him to do. God, he will do it for us. God is on our side. He's a mighty God. He's a righteous God. The psalmist said, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. And so shall I be saved from mine enemies. I can call upon the Lord, and he will save me from my enemies. That's why we have to trust in God and take him at his word. His word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing amongst the marrow and the bone. Hallelujah. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Glory to God. We take God at his word. That's what we stand on. That's what we live by. Without God's word, we would be lost. But we thank God. Thank God. He is our help in troubled times. I don't care what's going on. We're living in a world of plagues and pestilence. But God. of this world of chaos, everything that's going on, hallelujah, and a lot of it is against the people of God. They don't want us to serve the Lord. They don't want us to worship God. They don't want us to praise God. Hallelujah. The enemy is coming after us. But God, I say God, he's on our side to take us through, to help us to stand, to help us to make this journey. Psalm 138 and 7 says, though I walk, hallelujah, though I walk in the midst of trouble, and Lord, we are walking in the midst of trouble.
Yes,
trouble
we are.
Is all around. He said, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Hallelujah. His right hand is going to deliver us. When the enemy has come upon us to eat up our flesh, hallelujah, they stumble and they fail. Hallelujah.
Right.
When the devil came at you with words, I'm a witness that God can stop them in their tracks. I've seen it happen with my own eyes. When Satan began to rise up with words, hallelujah, they began to start choking. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. They couldn't even get the words out. But God, he will stop you in your tracks. Hallelujah. Had to pray for her and lose it. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. And God, he came to my rescue. Why doubt God now? He's the same God. He don't change.
Yes,
he can do what he want to do. He can come to your rescue. He can deliver you out of the hands of the devil. Hallelujah. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in the trouble. Trouble. Glory to God. The Bible says in Psalm 7, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Hallelujah. He's going to keep us from the trouble.
Amen.
Even when we go through it, he's going to preserve us. He's not going to let this trouble hurt us. He said, thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah, glory to God. You can sing your way. Hallelujah. God can put a song in your mouth. You can sing your way. Hallelujah. In the midst of the trouble. The trouble can be all around you. But with songs of deliverance, God can deliver. God's got his own way. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation that we may be able to bear. The Bible says, for a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. And when they fall into mischief, the Bible said, rejoice not when thine enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth. Some people be glad when they see you stumble. They're glad when you fall. But God is telling us in his word, don't you be glad. Don't you rejoice somebody fall or when they stumble. Hallelujah. It could be you. It could be me. But rejoice not when your enemy falleth, and let not thine heart be glad when he stumbles. For God, he is a deliverer. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the trouble. He knows how to fix every situation. Though we fall sometimes, but God, he won't utterly let us be cast down. For the Lord, he upholdeth him with his hand. He holds them up with his hand. I don't care what happens in our lives, as long as we continue to serve the Lord and do his will and speak his word, he will uphold us. He will keep us. Glory to God. He's a way out of no way. He's a door opener. That's why I trust him. That's why I look to him. That's why I don't put my confidence in man. My confidence is in the Lord. The Bible says the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. He'll be a refuge in time of trouble. I wonder if there's a witness out there. Have you gotten in trouble? But God was right there to deliver you out. God, he came to your rescue. He brought deliverance to your soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can say thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. We can praise our God because he came. Somebody said in a nick of time, Jesus came to our rescue. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me, and thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies. Let the enemies come. God is going to stretch forth his hand against them. He said, thy right hand shall save me. This was the words of the psalmist. He said, thy right hand shall save us. Glory to God. God will save us. I don't care what kind of trouble come our way. God can deliver us out of them all. God is our help in these troubled times. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. But the wicked shall fall into mischief. They're going to fall right on into the mischief. And when they fall, I'm not going to be glad about it. I'm not glad one of God's people fall or stumble. And then be laughing at them. Some people do that. You make mistakes, stumble, they'll laugh at it. Supposed to be so saved. But the Bible said a righteous man. He didn't say the wicked man. He said a righteous man. Falls seven times.
Seven times.
So that's showing you, telling you right there. The righteous fall, but the Lord don't leave them in the hand of the enemy. Amen. I just thank God. God is our help in trouble. When the trouble comes, he's right there to help us to get through it. He's right there to help us to overcome. Glory to God. We are overcomers. We believe the word of God, and through faith, we are overcomers in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. The Bible says, I and he that comforteth you. God is the one that comforts us. He redeemed us. He comforts us when the trouble comes. Who art thou that shouldest be afraid? Why should we be afraid? Be afraid of a man that shall die. Man is going to die.
Amen.
And we are around here like we're afraid of them. But the Bible said, be. Why should we be afraid of a man that shall die? Glory to God. He said, I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man, which shall be made as grass? Grass. The Bible says the grass withers and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God, abideth forever.
Yes.
It says, and forgetteth the Lord thy Maker, that has stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and has fear continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hasteneth, that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But I am the Lord thy God that divideth the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. We are the people of God. We don't have to fear. We don't have to be moved out of our place. We don't have to be agitated by the devil. We don't have to be disturbed over what he is saying and what he is doing. We don't have to be vexed because of what he's doing, trying to do, trying to overthrow us. But God is on our side. Even in the affliction, God will be with us. He will take us through every test and every trial. The Lord is good. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows them that trust in him. Are you trusting in him? Glory to God. My trust is in the Lord in these troubled times. God is our help in trouble. There may be somebody out there that's troubled in their mind. They're going through it, but they're going through without the Lord. The Lord is here to fix that troubled mind. He's here to get you out of that affliction. He's here to take away all that worry, all that mental instability. He's right here, right now. God can take you through whatever it is that you're going through, the danger, and all these things that are surrounding you. God is right here to help you. He's here to heal your body, to strengthen your soul. He's here to make a way for you, to open up a door that may be closed in your face. The Lord, he wants to deliver you. If you give your heart to God, give your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, that's all of you. Give it all to the Lord, and he can work it out. As we go into prayer, we know that God is an able God, that there's nothing too hard for our God. It might seem like it's hard, but God can do everything. As we turn our hearts and minds to the Lord, I'm asking that you believe the word of God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will deliver you. He will fix the situation that's going on in your life. He can heal your body. He can turn every around for you.
Yes,
as we pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Oh, my God, we thank you for the souls. We thank you for the listeners. We pray that you touch right now. Send your anointing, oh, Lord. Take control, Lord. Have mercy today, Lord. We know you're a merciful God. We know you're able to deliver out of the trouble. You are a deliverer, oh, Lord. You're able to deliver the mind. You're able to deliver the soul. Have mercy right now, Lord. Look on that soul, Jesus. Touch their mind right now. Help them to believe on you, to believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that you gave your life to save us all from our sins. Help them to take you at your word right now, Lord. Help them to believe on you. Somebody want to make a change. Somebody want to turn their life around. Somebody, they want to live for you, Lord. Somebody is waiting, Lord. Somebody want to be delivered. We know you can do it. We're depending on you, Lord. Lord, we're looking to you, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Touch them right now, Lord. Touch Jesus. Break up the stony heart. Let them fall out with their ways. Let them call upon thy name. You say, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We know you can do it, Lord. You saved us, oh Lord, and we know you can save others. Have mercy, Jesus, right now, Lord. Touch that mind. Touch that troubled mind. In the name of Jesus, take away the trouble. Fix it in their lives. Have mercy, Jesus. Let soul that need healing. Touch them, Jesus. Heal, Jesus. Heal tonight, Lord. We know you're able. Oh, my God. That person that's carrying that affliction, you know all about it. Fix it, oh, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. Strengthen their souls. Strengthen their minds. Touch right now, Lord. Make a way out of no way. Open up a door, Lord, that's closed in their face. Your way made the name of Jesus. Fix it, Jesus. 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 Help somebody to cry out unto you. Help them to seek your face. Help them to call upon your name, Jesus. Help them, oh Lord, to seek you while you may be found, to call upon you while you are near. Help them to get in a hurry for their soul. Help them, Jesus. Help, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the soul. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Continue to bless. Continue to bless, oh Lord. Help us to continue to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them, Jesus, to continue to
bless
for their lives. In the name of Jesus, look on your people, oh Lord. The ones that know you, oh Lord. Strengthen them, oh Lord. Help them to go through. Help them to do your will. Speak your words. Help them. Stand firm.
Lord.
Help them not to take that. Help them not to go there. But help them. Help them.
Help
them. Help Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Continue to have your way, oh Lord. We
yes,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. We glorify
yes,
thy name. We
yes,
praise
Jesus.
Your name, Jesus. You're
yes,
so
Lord.
Worthy, Lord. We thank
yes, Jesus.
You, Lord. Thank you.
Right now, Jesus.
Continue
thank
to bless
you,
us,
Jesus.
Lord. Go with
yes,
us.
Lord.
Stand by us, oh Lord. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory
yes,
and honor.
Yes,
in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. In the name
yes,
of the
Jesus.
Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes,
glory
yes,
to God.
Amen.
This broadcast is into the hands of the Evangelist Khadijah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybelle. And thank God for that anointed prayer as well. We give God the glory for the great things he has done. She began to talk about help in troubled times and say, God is our help in trouble.
Amen.
And this was a very timely message because there are so many people right now that are in trouble. The world is in trouble. And God is our help in trouble. Like she said, God, he'll fight for us. And she began talking about the recent storm and, you know, Ida and how it caused massive devastation all around, but it didn't come nigh the dwelling place. And that's just like God. He is help in troubled times. And we want to go ahead and give our ministers and evangelists a chance to have remarks. I heard Evangelist Hamina, I believe Evangelist Cynthia might be on. So if you all want to have remarks, now is the time to do so. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I truly enjoyed this message, and this is very timely, very encouraging. The times that we've been through, we have much trouble. Oh, glory to God. But it's a blessing to know that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And I thank God for this message. And I want to encourage everyone to just take this word of God in. And if you haven't put your trust in the Lord with all the things that are going on, I urge you to just trust God because indeed he is our help in trouble. Hallelujah. We need this help.
Amen.
This is
yes.
what people do when they get in trouble. They cry out for help. Some of them don't know God. They go everywhere. They call people up. People can't help them. They need to trust in the Lord. So I'm encouraging you tonight to put your trust in the Lord. He will help us. There's no wondering about it. There's no wavering, but he will help us. Hallelujah. He has the power to do it. And I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, to continue to preach the word of God and allow God to have his way in your life. And everyone listening, be encouraged and know that God is our help. God bless.
Amen. Well, Missionary Mac, if you would like to have remarks, you may do so as well.
Truly, I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Edmund. Truly, she preached out of her soul. God is our refuge, a very present help in trouble. And I can tell you that the world is in trouble, and we need God in a time like this. One thing we know that we can go to him when we're
yes.
in trouble. Glory to God. I just thank and praise God for that beautiful message. Truly, she preached under the anointing, and I thank God for that message. And I'm asking you to continue to pray much for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Amin and through Missionary Mac. Anyone else? Amen. Cynthia? If not, we're going to go ahead and give the broadcast, turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for all of you that are on the line. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Khadijah for hosting the show tonight.
Praise
and
Jesus.
Thank God for Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist
Cynthia and Sister Mac, Missionary Mac, for being on the line tonight. We thank God for your assistance. It means a whole lot. Tell you, I just thank God for all that he's doing for the souls that he has listening in, for my cousins, my Gloria, Jeanette, my Aunt Margie, all of those who are listening in. We want to say to you, some of you out there that haven't received your Bible, if you would like to get a free King James Version Bible, all you have to do is call in after this broadcast, immediately after this broadcast, and we will see that you get a brand new Bible. So we thank the Lord for all those who have been a blessing and who have been support to this radio broadcast. We thank the Lord for you, and we are praying for you, and we ask that you pray for us. Those that, of you that can get a prayer through, pray for us. And if that's all, Dennis, I mean, do you have anything else?
Nothing else at this time.
Okay. Dennis Khadija?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank the Lord. Well, this brings the broadcast to a close. We're scheduled for the next broadcast on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And we'll go from there, Lord's will. But this brings the broadcast to a close, and we say good night.